Hello, everyone, and welcome to Spanish Pod. My name is Marco.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
And today we're bringing you a newbie lesson where we quit.
That's right. We're going to quit. We're going to teach you how to take charge of a situation and just say, I quit. I mean, we're not trying to create quitters or anything, but we're just teaching you Spanish.
This is mutiny.
No. Okay, so the key word is renunciar.
Renunciar, okay, and this is a verb.
Yes.
And that means to quit.
That's right.
To resign.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so why don't we jump into the dialogue and see what's going on.
Dialogue, first time.
Gómez, siéntese. Necesito ese proyecto ahora.
Hoy mismo. Pero son 500 páginas.
No importa.
Pero la calidad va a sufrir.
No importa.
¿Sabe qué? Renuncio.
Second time.
Gómez, siéntese. Necesito ese proyecto ahora.
Hoy mismo. Pero son 500 páginas.
No importa.
Pero la calidad va a sufrir.
No importa.
¿Sabe qué? Renuncio.
Third time.
Gómez, siéntese. Necesito ese proyecto ahora.
Hoy mismo. Pero son 500 páginas.
No importa.
Pero la calidad va a sufrir.
No importa.
¿Sabe qué? Renuncio.
We're back and we're going to translate what's going on here.
Gómez, siéntese. Necesito este proyecto ahora.
Gómez, sit down. I need this project now.
Gómez, siéntese. Necesito este proyecto ahora.
Gómez, sit down. I need this project now.
Gómez, siéntese. Necesito este proyecto ahora. Hoy mismo, pero son 500 páginas.
Today, but it's 500 pages.
Hoy mismo, pero son 500 páginas.
Today, but it's like 500 pages.
Hoy mismo, pero son 500 páginas. No importa.
I don't care.
No importa.
It doesn't matter.
No importa. Pero la calidad va a sufrir.
But the quality is going to suffer.
Pero la calidad va a sufrir.
But the quality is not going to be as good.
Pero la calidad va a sufrir. No importa.
Doesn't matter.
No importa.
Doesn't matter.
No importa. ¿Sabe qué? Renuncio.
You know what? I quit.
¿Sabe qué? Renuncio.
You know what? I quit.
¿Sabe qué? Renuncio.
Okay, this is awesome.
Yeah.
I think this would be awesome to do. Just like, you're fed up with it and you know what? I quit.
I know.
And
I have.
Storm out the door.
I know. I have never done that.
I haven't either. Well, because you want to get your severance.
And because it's not very professional. But
that's right.
I think people sometimes they get to a point that they're just like, I'm sorry, I cannot do this anymore.
Impulsive.
Yeah. Well, not only impulsive, but I think everyone has a right to say, this is enough, this is not for me, and to stand up for themselves. Like,
that's
this boss sounds mean.
Yeah, and that's why he said, sabe que renuncio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's go back and let's take a look at the first sentence. When we say Gómez, sit down. Now, Gómez is a last name.
Yes, Gómez. And then he's saying, siéntese. This is a command, okay? Siéntese. And it's siéntese because it's on the usted form. Is usted siéntese, okay?
Okay, so that's why if we were to use the tú or the direct form, we would say siéntate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now that person said, I need this project now.
Necesito este proyecto ahora.
Okay, so we need, or to need is...
Necesito.
Necesito, I need. It comes from the verb necesitar.
Mm-hmm.
And what do we need? We need this project. So now again, let's take a look at este.
Este, this one. It's
okay.
Like pointing word, okay?
What if you say that one?
Ese.
What if you say those?
Esos.
And these?
Estos.
Okay. And then project is proyecto, okay? So the Y is proyecto.
Mm-hmm.
And Gómez is kind of surprised and he says, hoy mismo?
Yes, because the boss says, ahora. Ahora means right now. And then, well, poor Gómez, he's like, hoy mismo. Hoy, it means today. But if you say hoy mismo, it's to emphasize that it's today.
Like right now.
Yeah, right now.
This same day.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, but it's 500 pages.
Pero son 500 páginas.
Okay, so but is pero.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, but it's like too much. Son. This comes from the verb ser, and it's in the plural form because we're talking about 500 pages. Son.
Yes.
500 páginas.
Yes, páginas is in the plural. Okay.
Okay. 500 pages. And the boss doesn't really seem to care.
Yeah. No importa.
No importa. So let's take a look at no importa because he says it twice.
Mm-hmm.
So he says it's the same as saying doesn't matter.
Exactly. I would advise you to learn it as a chunk, you mm-hmm. know, because whenever you want to say it doesn't matter or I don't care, you can say no importa.
Okay, or you can say no me importa.
You could also say no me importa. To me, it's not important.
Okay, no me importa or no importa.
Mm-hmm.
But then Gomez is concerned about the quality and it says, well, the quality is not going to be as good.
Pero la calidad va a sufrir.
So quality is...
calidad.
Calidad. Okay, so something that's... how would you say that? Something that's good quality.
Buena calidad.
So he's talking in the future form. He says, is going to suffer.
Va a sufrir.
Okay, so what is the structure like?
So here we have the structure, ir, okay, that is the verb to go, plus a, which is to, and then a verb in the infinitive form. In this case, sufrir. Okay, so it's going to suffer.
So the quality is going to suffer, or what we're saying is that the quality is not going to be as good.
Mm-hmm. Will suffer.
Okay. And obviously the boss says again, it doesn't matter. And this is when Gomez hits the fan and he says, you know what? I quit.
¿Sabe qué? Renuncio.
So what is this sabe qué?
You can also learn it as a chunk, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Sabe qué is the verb saber, that is to know. And qué, it's what. Okay, mm-hmm. So it's like, you know what? It's almost the same, right?
I quit and renunciar. That is our key word. Renuncio is I quit. It comes from renunciar.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so good for Gomez. He stood up for himself and he quit. Why don't we go back and listen to the dialogue again?
Dialogue, first time.
Gómez, siéntese. Necesito ese proyecto ahora.
¿Hoy mismo? Pero son 500 páginas.
No importa.
Pero la calidad va a sufrir.
No importa.
¿Sabe qué? Renuncio.
Second time.
Gómez, siéntese. Necesito ese proyecto ahora.
¿Hoy mismo? Pero son 500 páginas.
No importa.
Pero la calidad va a sufrir.
No importa.
¿Sabe qué? Renuncio.
Third time.
Gómez, siéntese. Necesito ese proyecto ahora.
¿Hoy mismo? Pero son 500 páginas.
No importa.
Pero la calidad va a sufrir.
No importa.
¿Sabe qué? Renuncio.
All right, we're back. So now let's take a look at the structure ir plus a plus the verb in infinitive. Let's give some more examples.
Mm-hmm. Voy a dormir.
I am going to sleep. So this is the verb ir. It's in the first person form. Voy.
Va a cantar.
Okay, so this is where we're talking maybe about a person is going to sing. Mm-hmm. She or he is going to sing. Because as you know, the third person ir can be masculine or feminine. Va. So it's a very easy structure, right? All you need to know is the infinitive, and you just go, va, voy, vamos a cocinar. We're going to cook.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what about resigning like this or quitting? Latinos have a reputation of being, you know, very temperamental. Do you think this is common?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Really?
Definitely. I think in our culture, is you just... don't like something, and sometimes you have to say it. That doesn't mean that you cannot be professional, but mm-hmm. other people might never say anything, but Latinos, they do. They speak out a lot.
Have you ever seen anyone quit like this? Or do you know anyone that's like all of a sudden said, you know what, I quit, and just stormed out of the office?
Yeah, I know one person.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it was amazing. He told me he felt like this sense of empowerment. But the thing is, seriously, we're very fortunate here because the people here in Praxis, they're really nice. We don't, you don't have a boss like this type of people.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So it must be, I don't know, so difficult. I mentioned it before, the culture, the working culture in our countries, there's a lot of hierarchy, you know, the boss is the boss and everyone else is just, you know.
Everyone else.
So it's very different than the U.S. In the U.S., you know, your boss is cool.
Sitting beside you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. He has an open office and everything, but not Latino culture is like that. So sometimes bosses, they do ride their employees pretty
very hard. Okay, well, it's an interesting topic, and well, maybe you can share with us on our website if you've ever encountered a situation like this, or maybe you really wanted to do it. And of course, if you have any questions in Spanish or about our grammar or anything at all, you can also reach us at SpanishPod.com or drop us an email.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.